What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody, here we go again. Donald Trump has just called an emergency meeting at the White House with his top war advisors as we get closer and closer to tonight's midnight deadline for Donald Trump's negotiations. The negotiations have completely fallen through as J.D. Vance's last-ditch effort to go to Pakistan ended up getting canceled. The trip is postponed, the trip is no longer happening, and Iran did not play ball. They're the ones who decided not to show up to the negotiations because the United States basically broke the ceasefire that we started and begged for in the first place. Let me break down what happened in a very simple manner, because 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump announced a ceasefire and Iran agreed on the basis that Lebanon is also included and not struck, and on the basis that the Strait of Hormuz is not blockaded by the United States. Well, guess what? Israel began to strike Lebanon almost immediately, like while the negotiations were going on, while the ceasefire was being announced, Lebanon was being struck. There were war crimes being committed, and then Israel was being struck again. Everything was just complete, absolute chaos. And then the United States continued to blockade the Strait of Hormuz in our own manner, and Israel continued to strike Lebanon in their own manner, and Iran's like, dude, this is not the ceasefire we agreed to. The United States is continuing to blockade the Strait of Hormuz, and now they're not playing ball. There's also a secondary effect that I'm just realizing to Iran forcing Trump's hand. So Trump said that he was going to begin to strike the hell out of Iran tonight at midnight. He's now calling this emergency meeting, maybe to plan these strikes. If Iran holds out and doesn't show up to the negotiation table, and then Trump doesn't end up doing anything and gives them another few days, another few day extension, it is going to prove Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and the entire cabinet as incredibly weak and not reliant on their word, not reliable whatsoever. Donald Trump is repeatedly making threats, drawing deadlines, and Iran is just blowing through them. It is humiliating for us on the global stage, and I can't help just like laugh out of embarrassment. Like, I want the United States to succeed on the global stage. I want us to be strong, pro-democracy. I want us to be pro-liberalism, pro-Ukraine, make sure that we stand up for sovereignty in Gaza and the West Bank. But I just can't help laugh at how humiliating this is for all of us when our president is blowing through his deadlines and calling emergency meetings. So Iran's foreign minister says the United States blocking Iranian ports constitutes a, quote, act of war and a ceasefire violation, and adds that targeting commercial vessels and taking crews hostage is an even greater violation. He says Iran will resist bullying and defend its interests. Blockading Iranian ports, says their foreign minister, is an act of war, thus a violation of the ceasefire. Iran knows how to neutralize restrictions, how to defend its interests, and how to resist bullying. As everything is falling through, we learn that J.D. Vance's trip to Pakistan to negotiate with Iran was postponed indefinitely, or canceled, after Iranian leadership did not respond to Trump's demands. They're just straight up ignoring him. Trump's two-week ceasefire expires tonight at midnight. We then learn that J.D. Vance had arrived at the White House. Moments later, Witkoff, Kushner seen arriving at the White House. Moments later, Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth were also seen arriving at the White House. Donald Trump is essentially calling an emergency meeting with all of the top negotiation faces of this war. There's a few different things they could be planning right now, either a major escalation tonight after the deadline is passed and there is no negotiation. They could be trying to find some last-ditch effort so Trump doesn't actually have to relaunch this war. The last-ditch effort would likely be putting us in a weak negotiation position because the Iranians can just smell desperation from miles away. So if we're coming to the table in a weak, desperate position, it won't be good. They could also be trying to find some sort of off-ramp through a third-party mediator. What happened a few weeks back was Donald Trump very clearly begged Pakistan to manufacture some sort of deal. The terms of the deal weren't even quite clear, and that's why it ended up falling through so incredibly quickly. So I want to say one more time, it seems like it's happening again. It seems like we're starting fresh, and it seems like this war will continue to escalate after Donald Trump was brought into it. Israel and the United States are now, quote, fully coordinated and ready for immediate resumption of war with Iran, believing no deal will be reached, per a senior Israeli security official. I like how it's Israel leaking that, because of course Israel is licking their chops, ready to go to war with Iran. They always have been. By the way, if you appreciate the Adam Mockler feed and the videos we make here, it would mean the world if you could drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, help us hit our next milestone of 2.5 million subscribers, the fastest growing Gen Z-built media company on the internet, thanks to you all. Make sure you subscribe below. So the United States and Israel are fully coordinated and ready to ready for immediate resumption of war with Iran. Israeli Air Force pilots have been told to prepare for, quote, longer working hours, as CENTCOM Commander Cooper visited Israel last week to approve joint strike plans and an extensive target bank, including Iran's national and energy infrastructure. Remember, we had a bunch of reporting that Netanyahu came to the White House on February 14th or so to pitch this war to Donald Trump. The people around Trump told him this is a bad idea. Netanyahu very clearly is overstating how easy this will be. Trump still fell for it and has gotten drugged this far into the war. Now, Donald Trump is still allowing Benjamin Netanyahu to dictate this policy, and we're just letting Israel lead the way, committing war crimes, or at least creating an extensive target bank, which is national and energy infrastructure. Lord have mercy. So this war started to help and free and liberate the Iranian people, according to Donald Trump. But obviously that wasn't true, because a month and a half into it, or even a bit more, they now want to inflict maximum damage on the Iranian civilization, as if the Iranian regime cares at all. Republicans get into power and they do the same thing over and over and over again. They cut taxes for the rich, cut benefits for the poor, and they go to war with another country for power or for oil, therefore expanding our national debt. Donald Trump promised to be different, but MAGA was clearly just a sophisticated marketing scheme for this type of war and this type of corruption. Let me show you John Ossoff, who I really think could be a great, great candidate, on Rachel Maddow's show, breaking down the Trump family corruption. He puts it very, very well. This is going to go viral.
I think people across the political spectrum are feeling outrage that while families in Georgia are made to pay more and more for everything, the first family is pocketing vast sums of money from all over the world. You were talking earlier about Jared Kushner. The guy leading our diplomacy in the Middle East is bringing in billions from Middle Eastern princes and sheikhs and going around the region asking for billions more while he conducts nuclear diplomacy on behalf of the country. It's cartoonish. It's grotesque.
Yep.
It's obscene. And I'm hearing not just from Democrats, but from independents and Republicans, that they are excited and motivated more than ever to impose checks and balances in these midterm elections. But I want to warn people against complacency. This is Georgia. This is the most competitive battleground state in the country. I am the only Democrat running for re-election in a state that Donald Trump won. And something that folks aren't paying enough attention to is national Republicans have vastly more resources than national Democrats right now. I expect the GOP to come in with hundreds of millions of dollars against me. And I'm asking folks across the country to take nothing for granted, to go to electjohn.com and support my campaign right now.
Absolutely amazing. I love the way this man speaks about corruption. We actually just got some breaking news near the end of the video, which is ironic. So Adam Cochran says, the White House is now discussing fully canceling the trip now. Iran is refusing to budge on nuclear material and demanding the U.S. ends the blockade first. If the U.S. flinches on either of those and goes to negotiate, then it's clear Iran still has lots of leverage and the U.S. would come away with a bad deal or no deal. Vice President J.D. Vance has officially paused any plans to travel to Pakistan after intense White House meetings that just happened. The emergency meeting does not seem to be going well. We're going to continue to cover this on the Adam Mockler feed day in and day out. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe for more news. I love you all and peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.